Okay, everybody. This is Rory, and today I am in the office of one Brian Cross. Yeah. And Brian, you've been on Channel 9 before, but why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what it is that you do?
All right, my name is Brian, obviously, like Rory said. I work in Windows Mobile. I'm on the Shell team. I work a lot of in developer experience type stuff, so looking at APIs, application compatibility and whatnot. And I've kind of come up with this little project that I call WeMo, which stands for Windows Mobile. So it's kind of the Latin pronunciation of W-I-M-O. And so what I've got is a robot.
Wait, real, yeah. Do you speak Latin?
I do not.
Ah. Okay.
But, yeah, maybe not Latin, more like Spanish, I guess is probably what I should say. Yeah, you're right.
It would be spelled with a V in Latin.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Anyway.
So I've got this robot which showcases a lot of our APIs. It's all written completely and managed, all in .NET. Both desktop and compact framework, and hoping to get Micro in there as well, and then it'll be the ultimate .NET machine.
Now, what is Micro versus Compact?
So Micro works pretty much on the microcontroller level, so it's a small little board, runs off of an ARM7, I believe, or something, mm-hmm. So it's a little more kind of embedded kind of
.NET. All right.
Compact works on CE, Windows Mobile, mm-hmm. that type of stuff, and then obviously the full-fledged desktop is on the desktop.
So Micro is just what it sounds like. It's
very tiny.
Is it customizable? Can you choose like what APIs are going to be included for a particular implementation? Or
I'm not sure yet. That's actually something I'm talking to them, and I haven't learned it myself yet. So it's something that I'm looking to go explore and kind of figure that a robot might be a pretty good application for something like that. And we've got it, so why not use it?
We're good. Well, let's do some WeMo here then.
Okay. So, let's see here. Let me introduce you to a couple of the WeMos here.
This is
the pretty much the first WeMo that I ever did. This is WeMo, I call him the aggressor, just because he's actually my second iteration, but the first one didn't last very long. And I put these treads on here, and I thought he looked a little little mean. So, that's where that code name came from. Later on, when the Lego Mindstorm came out, the NXTs, I got this kit and created a WeMo out of it. The nice thing is that the brick, which is pretty much its microcontroller, has Bluetooth. And so I was able to use that with the Windows Mobile smartphone. And so he's pretty much exactly the same as that, although I'm using the ultrasonic sensor and the bump sensor right now. It actually doesn't do too much.
Okay. So these Windows Mobile discs, do they actually do anything, or are they just there for decoration?
So basically, it's there kind of for decoration. I get to say that I've used the entire SDK in the building of WeMo. And so, being that Windows Mobile is a platform, it serves as the platform for the smartphone.
Wow, so it's like a metaphor then.
Yeah, a little bit.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
We're kind of a creative, weird guy.
Yeah, more on the weird than the creative, but yeah. So I'll get him started. A little bit of this will be the same as the last video, but with a few different changes.
The phone almost looks trapped, like you've tied it up and forced it into service here.
Well, so the cool thing is the rubber bands just show that the phone isn't connected. It's actually going to use Bluetooth to talk to the microcontroller, which is right here.
Okay.
The phone will then talk to the PC over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, whichever one you want.
Now, why did it spin around there for just a second? What was that doing?
That was just a little... So I wrote a little bit of code for the microcontroller. This is not .NET Micro. This is just a double OPIC is what it's called.
This just signal, I'm connected.
Yeah, just I'm ready, I'm working, batteries are good, that type of stuff.
And what kind of phone do we have here on top?
I don't know the model number. We call it the Tornado.
It's an SP5M, huh?
Yeah, I think so. This one has Wi-Fi built in. I know some of them don't. So right now I'm loading just the WeMo application, and he's going to... He'll tell me when he's ready, ready to go. While he's
ready.
He's ready.
Oh, it talked. It actually said, for those of you who missed it, it said, I'm ready.
So over here, where I'm going to get ready is, so this is new from the last time, I'm using Microsoft Robotic Studio in order to interface the PC with the WeMo. So I'm just going to get this ready. He's actually going to talk over a COM port. And so now... WeMo's ready, so I'm going to get him to connect.
Hello, they connected. Hi, my name is WeMo. I'm ready to play.
So where is that speech? I mean, how's the speech being done?
So the speech is being done... So, like I said, everything is using APIs that we've got on the device. Mm-hmm. The only ones that aren't public yet are the voice command APIs that we're looking to hopefully provide in the future. So what I'll show is some cool speech stuff as well as some voice recognition, which is also new.
Okay.
So I'm going to get him connected.
PC connected.
All right. So now he's totally ready. So at this point, and I'll do this maybe so that we can get everything else on video. Move these guys off.
All right. Now, what is, just before we go on, what exactly is Microsoft Robotics Studio?
Microsoft Robotics Studio is pretty much a set of services, and it's a whole SDK that Microsoft is coming out with in order to create robotics projects and control systems and stuff.
Okay.
And so it allows you to abstract the hardware and let you worry more about the software side of things. And so they create every robotics component more like a service. So instead of worrying about if I'm running on these motors or on the NXT motors, which are very, very different, they can abstract that out to a
motor. Okay.
And then just move from there and stuff.
Cool.
So right now I'm using it. I've got two services. One's a UI service and one's a communication service. And anybody could plug into those and start working with WeMo. So right now he's ready to go.
Wow.
So I use the arrow keys in order to control him. And then space is stop. And so that's all pretty standard. Right now he's in what's called personality mode, so I don't know if you can see the little face. Right now he's using the little Lego figure.
Oh, look at that.
And so I can go...
That's just precious.
I'll get him to say something.
Hello, Channel 9.
So... So he's just using text-to-speech, and then I've got some events that get the face to move when he's doing that. Later on, I want to get some direct 3D samples going so I can get more of a 3D interface.
Because this isn't cool enough yet.
No. It's kind of vanilla. Yeah. So now he's in personality mode. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to switch him into video mode.
Okay.
And so he turns the servo around, and now we've got video broadcasting from using the smartphone's video camera.
And it looks like the smartphone is trying to figure out a
lighting balance.
Yeah.
So right now I'm using a direct show filter. This is the only part that I've had to do in native, but then I actually created a .NET wrapper for it, so people could go use this on their own.
Can you spin him around so he's looking over here?
Yeah.
Wow. So then I'm looking at him.
Yeah, and he's looking at
me. Okay, that's crazy. That is awesome. So have you been able to do anything yet with this? Like, I guess you'd need two, really, to be able to...
To, like, interact with each other?
Well, I'm thinking, like, is there any way to take, like, the incoming video data and process it? And
so that's actually a future idea. Right now, like I said, most of this is kind of remote control. But the way the architecture kind of is that you've got three brains. You've got the microcontroller, you've got the smartphone, and you've got the PC. And so what I'm thinking is the smartphone is kind of the center brain. It's kind of, you know, it's attached to the robot. It's there. It's the most powerful thing there. And then it'll use the desktop or the laptop to do any higher, you know, computational needs. So send an image to the desktop, have it do some kind of image processing, send back the results, that type of thing.
Sort of like one of those Mars rovers, you know, except there's not a, you know, 20-minute lag or whatever it is.
Right. But the cool thing is that you can, because it's a smartphone, you've got Bluetooth, which is a, you know, maybe like a 30-foot tether. You can use Wi-Fi, and so now I can send this thing all over the building.
Wow.
Or be at home and be controlling it because it's all working over TCP. Or you can use even SMS or...
SMS?
Yeah, so text messages. So you
can you show us?
Yeah, sure. Let's see here. So actually... An easy way to show will be I've got an Instant Messenger window right here. And using Instant Messenger, you can send text messages to basically a phone.
Okay.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get WeMo to do a little bit of math for us. I'm going to send WeMo as a command, and I'm going to do add 5 and 3. So we'll send that. And then eventually, as it goes through the air...
5 plus 3 equals 8.
And then, at the same time, WeMo has went back and replied via SMS to the window with the correct answer.
So it wasn't good enough to make a robot. It wasn't good enough to just, you know, get this thing going around with a camera. You just had to teach it how to add as well and communicate with you.
Because I can't have routine, so I figured, you know, that's a good thing for a robot. But really, what the coolest thing that what really made me do this is, you know, I work in Windows Mobile, I work on APIs, and I wanted a kind of an out-of-the-box way of test, you know, playing with those APIs, showing people how to use them. So right there, that was our message interceptor class. So anybody can write an application to intercept specific SMS messages and do stuff with them. So let me show you another cool little thing to come in the future, hopefully. Wemo.
Yes.
Tell me a joke.
Why did the chicken cross the road? To show the possum that it could be done.
Wow.
So,
that was great.
And then the one more thing that's kind of fun to show is just to kind of show where Wemo is going as far as autonomous operation and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wemo.
Yes?
Dance.
It's time to boogie.
Wow.
So
okay.
Yeah. So that's using other APIs with State Notification Broker, which allows us to get to the track times and do. So I've basically timed it so that certain moves happen when you get to a certain track time.
I gotta say, you know, I spent a lot of this year doing Windows Mobile demos and showing off the new stuff in 5.0 and interception APIs and the notification broker. And, you know, my demos weren't quite as cool as your demo.
It's just the robot. Robots are cool.
So, I mean, where do you even begin? I mean, how'd you figure this out? Like, what did you... I mean, it's
actually, so the other reason why I did this is I've never really learned hardware before. And so I wanted to learn hardware. And so I always wanted to build a robot. Like, what geek doesn't want to build a robot?
Sure.
So figured I'd take all these as a reason and go out and do that. And I found a couple books, just random off the shelf type of books that I liked. I read them. I started just kind of poking around, buying parts, playing with things and stuff like that, and just got things to work just by fiddling and reading the books and that type of stuff. It actually wasn't that hard. I have a whole website dedicated to that so that people can see what books I actually read, buy them if they want. It's just ones I found, no like, you know, special deal with the author.
What's the URL?
www.wemobot.com. That's okay. WIMOBOT.
I'll make sure to put that up on
Okay, cool.
In the text part of the posting.
Yeah, and up there you can find, I've got step-by-step instructions on how to build this Wemo, picture by picture.
All right, very cool.
Where to buy each part, the model number, how much they cost. So basically, all you have to do is go out and order the parts if you want.
Wow.
I encourage you to do something different if you'd like. I just started earlier this year, and I am no way like a robotics guru.
Oh, come on, this is like short circuit. I mean...
without the laser. But I'm working on that one. I've got instructions on how to build the NXT one, too. So if you really don't want to get down and dirty and solder things together and work on that level, you can just go buy a Mindstorm kit and build one right there.
How much would it cost me, like, say, sans phone? Like, just not counting the phone, but how much would it cost me to like, buy this stuff?
So right here, this kit is, I think, retail for $250.
Okay.
This bot right now, I think, without the phone, you can get for just under $250, and I'm actually looking at other microcontrollers and other ways to bring the cost down.
Uh-huh.
And as far as the phone, I'm actually really glad you mentioned that. So one of the things I'm looking to do with Wemo is, so now that the smartphones have been out for a while, people are getting their second iteration of the smartphone. And what are they going to do with their old one? It's going to be
that's true.
You know, paperweight.
Actually,
it's going to be, you know, sold on eBay for $30 or whatnot.
Yeah, and you're someone who seems to actually have a bit of a problem, you know, when it comes to the spare phone department.
Yeah, it's you know, new device comes out, I gotta go get it. And so, what do you do with them? So, I'm really thinking that there's a good kind of recycling market here for taking, you know, these smartphones that are just as powerful as a PC was 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and using them for robotics or control systems or whatnot, or even education, right? Maybe this could be a fun little platform to learn hardware, to learn how to program software-wise and actually see your program move and do stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking into little angles there and how to use, you know, phones that are older. Right now, I've worked on Windows Mobile 5.0. I think most of the stuff should work on 2003, and I haven't tried it yet. But
okay.
The fact that it works over Bluetooth now kind of enables a whole suite of phones So.
And, well, that's 5.0 stuff, though. So.
Yeah.
Of course, there's the shared source Bluetooth library. Does that work? Yeah, and that works for 2003.
Yes, so. And that's what I'm using actually in my kit. So all the source code's up on the online as well. So you can just go and download it. And I've even now I think a week or two weeks ago. I've got MSDN style documentation for all the WeMo APIs. So if you kind of have all different levels, you can go, you know, just take the source code and learn and use it in something else, even if it doesn't have anything to do with robotics. Or you can go and kind of use the little APIs I've created and just do robot stuff, or just install WeMo and play and, you know, go scare the cat or something like
that. So Brian Cross, slight overachiever. Yes. No, I am seriously blown away. This stuff is impressive.
Thank you.
So do you have the instructions online to put together the Lego one, did you say?
Yes, the Lego one is up there too.
How long would it take me to do that?
Depending on how much you've worked. I mean, I don't know, a couple hours, maybe a couple nights if you're like just kind of casually doing it. This is the parts that you see here is maybe 1/3 of the kit, so you get so many more pieces. And the cool thing is you get ultrasonic sensor right out of the box, touch sensor, light sensors.
That is so cool.
Yeah, they even have digital compasses now and stuff, so that's really cool.
So can we take one of these out of the hallway and play with it? And,
yeah, let's see, we can try this one, or we can get to maybe a little preview of something else.
Let's do that. Let's do a preview of something else.
All right, cool. Let me get this guy out. All right. So here what we got is Monster WeMo. Let me turn off WeMo. WeMo.
Yes?
Good night.
Wow. Okay.
So let's see. So that turned off.
Every little thing WeMo does is just like, just gives me tingles.
Yes, it's all about... just playing with the APIs. I worked on a lot of the managed APIs, and so just to be able to use them was in this kind of out of the box scenario was kind of a fun thing to do.
What were some of the ones you worked on?
I worked on State Notification Broker,
nice.
And the SMS message interceptor, and a little bit of the and helped out with like my coworker Luis worked on like the Poom APIs and,
cool.
and all those. So
yeah, I that's the stuff that I was talking to people about because I mean like Poom is it's such a beautiful API.
Oh yeah,
you
it's
know,
so much, it's so
coding
much fun.
Against yeah, it the stuff is just gorgeous. It's very very aesthetically pleasing. But,
yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We've got a lot of good good words about it and stuff. And
yeah.
and a lot of can you add this next? We want to. So
So
this here is a just a off the shelf already built monster truck RC car. The nice thing is that what's an RC car? Basically just servos and a bunch of other mechanical stuff. But
now you say basically just servos. Before you read those robotics books, would you have known what that meant?
Servo, yeah. I actually used to be into RC cars a long time ago, but yeah, maybe had I not been into that, I wouldn't have known.
So I'm dumb. What is a servo?
So a servo is actually this thing right here.
It's actually why I have this job. All I can do is hold a camera.
Oh, but, no. but you get to learn everything, right? So it's pretty much just, it's kind of a specialized motor that has a potentiometer in there, which basically can sense where it is rotationally, and then you can set it to be at various angles. And so when WeMo was in personality mode, he was at angle zero, and when he went to camera mode, he went to 180, basically.
Okay.
And so it just lets you do that electronically, but, through the microcontroller, it's all programmatic.
Nice.
So, let's see. So we'll get him all... So I'm going to use
Use the same phone?
Yeah, I'm going to use the same phone, and I'm going to use... Pretty much everything else is the same. This is the same microcontroller, same Bluetooth module. Obviously, the motors are... what came with this and everything. I mean, so that kind of stuff is a little different. And let's see here. So get this phone ready. Come on. He's taking his time. All right, well, let's get... make sure I got this on. Okay, one second.
Gonna have to reboot?
Yeah.
Okay. I can understand. After you put a phone through an ordeal like that.
What I think happened, actually, was that I turned off the microcontroller to WeMo. just a bit too soon, and yeah, okay. This is kind of my side project, so it's got some
not production code yet. Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Get you turned on. So that's gonna turn on. So actually, while we're waiting, so this is obviously I've got a couple robots over there underneath the desk. You can see a tank. That's just a toy, but it's a little tiny little tank. It's actually got an air gun on it, which can fire a bead like 25 meters or something. It's kind of insane. I'm just going to use that as kind of a how to hack a toy kind of thing. Uh-huh. This is how to use a RC car. And then the next one that I'm actually really excited about, which I think will have a little more practical use, is using a Roomba. So I don't know if you know the little vacuum cleaner that
goes. I've got one.
Oh, yep. Cool. So they've published an API on how to control that.
I did not know that.
So you can get a Bluetooth thing for that as well, use the smartphone, control the Roomba. Now, the cool thing about the Roomba is it'll actually go find its charging station and recharge.
How does the API work? I mean, is it just web service calls or
no?
Or?
It's literally just serial. So it's all over a serial port, and then I just hook this little Bluetooth module up, and it basically turns serial into Bluetooth.
Cool.
And so the cool thing then at that point is now you've got this bot that can stay charged. I'm going to have it actually charge the smartphone, and then I can leave it at home. I can dial in, check on my house or something like that, go drive the robot around, scare the cat, and then have it actually go back, recharge itself, and never have to worry about batteries and juice. And
or about your cat not being scared
exactly,
later on.
Exactly, yeah.
You'll always be assured that there's a way to scare
a
cat.
Yeah, you got it. You go on a trip across the country, and you need to check up on your cat. So
that is cool.
All right, so let's get Wemo going again. Now, I do have to say that I'm not good at driving this one yet.
Oh, that's fun.
So
that'll be more fun, actually. are there a lot of scratch marks and dents in the hallway?
It just got this thing working, so I'm starting to work on a couple dents over there. All right, so all I'm going to do here on the smartphone is tell it which microcontroller it's working with. So I'm telling it I'm working on the monster truck, and then I'm going to tell it to listen. Actually, I'm going to turn this off first before it gets confused. Okay, so telling him to listen over serial.
Hi, my name is Wemo. I'm ready to play.
So at this point, it's pretty much the same as Wemo has always been. So let's get him down here.
That's so cool that Wemo is like this personality, and you can just stick Wemo in one vehicle or another. And
yeah, that's kind of been the fun part, is just getting him to work with everything. And then I've been kind of giving Wemo a little bit of a sarcastic. So I can show you some more of his speech, his communication. All right, so we're getting reloading up the Microsoft Robotics Studio surfaces. And
sorry, everybody, if that's a little blurry, But,
all right, so here we go.
Doing the best here with the glare. All
turn
right.
Turn the video on, and I'm getting used to the controls. It's kind of fast, too.
Yeah, no, this thing really gets going.
I'll bring it back. So, let's see. I get him over. So, here's a couple. Let's see. Let's show you a little more of his personality.
Sure.
Robot.
That is not my name.
So all I'm doing over here is just putting him into listen mode when I hit the keyboard. So everything else is voice. Speak.
I am not a dog.
And then obviously he's got the... Wemo.
Yes?
Attack.
You are so violent.
Wow.
I think you need a timeout.
Wemo thinks he's all that. So
you hit a button over there, and that kind of that primes the voice.
Yeah. So when you hear the little bing, that's basically saying I'm ready to listen. So it's kind of a push to talk kind of.
Can you make it bing?
I can make it bing.
Robot.
That is not my name.
Very cool. That was fun. Actually, that was really fun.
So, when you actually say Wemo, that command basically says, okay, respond with, yes, and then go back into listen mode again. And
it's almost like an at command for a modem.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Attention, yeah.
Yes, attention. I haven't taught him that one, though, so he'll get impatient and tell you that he doesn't have all that. So... I haven't gotten this one to dance yet. The main difference between this bot is that it's not a differential. It's not like a tank driven with these two things. And so to actually have to steer and everything, I've basically going to put some code into the microcontroller to, so if you want to turn on a dime, it'll kind of automatically do a 3-point turn kind of thing.
Very cool.
And
all
then its ultimate purpose is to take it out to Marymore Park, which is a big park we have here in Redmond that has Wi-Fi. Over 170 acres. Get a GPS on this guy and kind of do, some course terrain and get him to go around different waypoints.
You call Channel 9 before you go out and do that.
Okay, I will.
That sounds like a very fun day, for a geek.
And I encourage everybody to go out and build one. Play with the APIs in Windows Mobile. Play with Microsoft Robotic Studio. Use the samples that I've got online. If you have questions or something like that, email me. I've got a Wemo at wemobot.com. Go ahead, ask all kinds of questions. I love getting them. And then most importantly, if you do build one, send me pictures so I can put them up there. And we can geek out and find out, what you did. And
What if you built a Wemo that was living inside of a little pen that people on the web could control?
Ooh, when I get the Roomba bot up going, that would be excellent. Cool.
Oh, so the people could actually scope out your house and
scare my cat.
Go find Brian's cat. Oh, that'd be really, really neat.
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool. All right, so anything else you wanted to talk about, Brian?
No, I don't know. That's probably about it. He's always evolving.
Just
keep checking out. I blog about it on the Windows Mobile blog, so I
very
definitely
cool.
go keep in touch on that blog. We try and get a lot of good information out and release little power toy apps and that type of stuff.
Yeah. I'm actually going to, when I get my next paycheck, I'm going to go out and possibly buy the parts for one of these things, because this is just,
I love
the idea. So you've got all the code up, and I can
all
modify and I can do crazy stuff.
Yeah, all of the code, all of the hardware, where to buy it, that type of stuff. Books I've read, if you've never even thought of ever doing this, go check out the books. They worked for me.
Cool.
There's probably other books out there that are just as good. All the code, everything. And it really just helps to show what you can actually do with a smartphone. It's just kind of gets you thinking out of the box, and the sky's the limit. And maybe soon this will be controlling your house. You'll just walk in, and your smartphone will connect, and everything will just go.
Yeah, that is really cool. All right. Well, thank you very much, Brian, for the interview.
No problem.
And thank you to Wemo. Does Wemo have some sort of a message for the thank you or something?
Thank you, Channel 9. It is good to be back.